in the limelight.
There is little U.S. media coverage of the disgraceful acts of the Zionist regime against Palestinians. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Ron Fourthfair Ryder. This article is published under the heading U.S. Corporate Media and Zionist Regime. Stay tuned for more. The Zionist regime is greatly concerned about the Palestinian boycott, divestment, and sanctions effort, that is BDS, that seeks to end international support for the Zionist regime's oppression of Palestinians and to pressure the Israeli regime to comply with international law. The Zionist regime claims that this campaign is a threat to its legitimacy. Unsurprisingly, the Zionist regime doesn't want to acknowledge that it is its own repeated flouting of international law, including its numerous war crimes that threaten its legitimacy. Given the Zionist regime's misperception, it is waging a campaign to limit any discussion about its illegal and immoral actions. Unfortunately, even without the Zionist regime's campaign, the U.S. corporate media already aids the Israeli regime through its lack of coverage or its downplaying the effects of Israeli violations. For example, there is limited coverage of the desperate conditions in Gaza under a seldom-mentioned illegal Israeli siege. The major Zionist regime attacks on Gaza in 2008, 2012, and 2014 also greatly damaged hospitals, the sanitation system, and other infrastructure, schools, and apartment buildings in Gaza. This siege has made it nearly impossible to bring in materials and supplies to repair the devastation. These Israeli regime war crimes and the siege have combined to make life a living hell for approximately 2 million people surviving in the Gaza Strip. In addition, the frequent criminal behavior of the illegal Israeli regime occupiers of Palestinian land in the West Bank is rarely reported. The Zionist regime military and police seldom arrest these illegal occupiers, sometimes allowing the criminal behavior to continue and sometimes being complicit in the crimes. Moreover, the Zionist regime has destroyed and continues to destroy Palestinian homes in the West Bank, including East Al-Quds. The Zionist regime uses very questionable excuses as a pretext to illegally remove more and more Palestinians from their homes. There is also little media coverage of the disgraceful arrest and imprisonment of Palestinian children. The corporate-controlled media also downplayed the finding that the Zionist regime is an apartheid regime by the Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem, as well as by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. The U.S. corporate media's coverage of the Zionist regime's acts against U.S. interests leaves much to be desired. One of the most blatant and poorly covered actions was the Zionist regime's attempt in 1967 to sink the USS Liberty, a lightly armed intelligence gathering ship. This attack killed 34 and wounded 171 U.S. sailors. Spies for Israel, that is Jonathan Pollard, greatly damaged U.S. interests. In 1987, Caspar Weinsberger, then U.S. Secretary of War, stated, "It is difficult for me to conceive of a greater harm to national security than that caused by the defendant in view of the breadth, the critical importance to the U.S. and the high sensitivity of the formation he sold to Israel." Concerning Pollard, Seymour Hersh, a Pulitzer Prize winner, wrote that some in the U.S. intelligence community believed that the Zionist regime shared much of the information with the Soviet Union. On another front, in the early 1990s, then CIA director James Woolsey told a Senate Government Affairs Committee that the Zionist regime had been selling U.S. secrets to other countries for about a decade. These sales have continued at least through 2013. In addition to the media complicity, Israeli regime supporters have mounted campaigns in universities and at the state and national levels that attempt to suppress supporters of Palestinian anti-occupation activism and BDS. In 2015, the Palestine Legal Center and the Center for Constitutional Rights issued a report documenting widespread attempts to stifle the free speech of Palestinian supporters in the U.S. There are also international efforts to ban support for BDS or opposition to the Zionist regime's occupation of Palestinian lands. Fortunately, the American Civil Liberties Union helped stop legislation in Congress that would have silenced criticism of the Zionist regime. Unfortunately, too many politicians have been willing to stifle free speech. As of 2021, 35 states have passed bills or executive orders designed to discourage boycotts of the Zionist regime. Given the Zionist regime's damning record, it's clear why it would want to limit free speech on its policies. In particular, if Americans understood the depth of the Zionist regime's war crimes and gross human rights violations, it would be hard to continue to support U.S. vetoes of U.N. Security Council resolutions against these crimes. Moreover, it would be difficult to rationalize the U.S. providing almost $4 billion in military aid annually to the Zionist regime, a wealthy regime that has long had one of the world's strongest militaries.